in our pursuit to accomplish like the big, big things in life, the big vision we have for ourselves, like the big goals that we have, whatever that is, it's often easy to not get the little things done. And sometimes those little things have everything to do with that big vision, that goal that you've set out for yourself. And sometimes those little things are just like how to, just like the little minutiae that are required to run a business or live your life or, you know, take care of yourself or whatever, right? We have these little things that are very easy to either not do or to put off for later. And yet oftentimes it's the little things that make a huge difference in everything. Like the little things that we accomplish throughout the day, every day, really have a tremendous impact on our long-term trajectory in life. So I want to talk about how to accomplish big things by accomplishing little things using my five little wins technique that I tried out this morning. So that's what we'll cover today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so I don't even know where I got this idea, how I got this idea, whatever. There's all sorts of productivity advice, success advice that says, come up with the big win that you need for the day, or come up with the top 3 to 5 wins that you need for the day, which are the big things that are going to move your life forward. And I realized that sometimes, for me at least, sometimes it's about just getting those little things done. And we'll talk about why in a minute, but I want to talk about what I just did, like this idea that I had, and, you know, frankly, reflect on how successful it felt to me and why the heck I would turn it into a daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. So basically my idea was, can I think of 5 little things that I can get done fast? And each one should take less than 10 minutes, really. Like the idea was to actually get done in 30 minutes or less with these 5 things and just accomplish them quickly and move on with the day. So my 5 little wins for today were, I have a marketing author who I have followed for a long time, who I wanted to have, I saw that he had just released a new book. And so I sent him a note on LinkedIn. I said, hey, can I feature you for a podcast interview to promote your new book? I would love to do that. And he said, yeah, shoot me an email here and we'll follow up from there. And so that's one of those little things that could have a really big impact that I would often, it would be really easy to put that off and say, I'll do that later, I'll do that later, I'll do that later. And so I put that at the top of my 5 little wins list. Right? You'll figure out who it is when I feature him in a couple weeks. But, you know, send the email. The interview actually got booked pretty much right away as soon as I sent the email. And he's going to be on Breakthrough Marketing Secrets in a few weeks here. So there's the, there was that. There was a check that I'd gotten in the mail. And I literally needed to go through the process of signing the check and logging into my bank account and like taking pictures of the check to mobile deposit it. Okay, sweet. Deposit a check. Awesome. Start a load of laundry. Yeah, we want to have clean clothes. And Wednesdays happens to be the day where we run those through. And when I take a little break from work, I just throw them in the washer, or throw them in the dryer, whatever. It's something that makes sure that I have clean clothes to wear. So start a load of laundry. I have somebody who is starting to work with me on some Google Analytics stuff, and they needed to have access set up as a user on my analytics account and my Google Tag Manager account. And again, that's one of those things, it could have huge long-term implications and I would get it done at some point, right? But why not just knock it out, get it done as quick as possible? So that was one of the things on my 5 little wins list. Like we're talking little things, like each of these, the email took the longest to write, but it was important. And so I did that, right? And then this one, I don't know if you're like me, but I can let clutter accumulate. We have this nice little window into my world here through my camera that you don't see any clutter that accumulates around me, right? And for the most part, my office is not that cluttered, but there is clutter, right? Including on my desk. And so I throw away 5 pieces of trash. If that was a little win that I did every day, most days I'm not gonna add 5 pieces of trash to my desk. And if I throw away 5 pieces of trash every day, well, I'm gonna keep a pretty clean desk, and then I'm gonna start to look for other places where I can throw away. And actually, in all cases for that, it was recycled rather than thrown away. But the point is getting rid of 5 pieces of clutter. So 5 little wins. And I just sat down and I knocked them out, and boom, like, these are 5 things that were done. And as a result, I have more money in the bank. I have another guest interview lined up with an author who's just released a good book on marketing. I have the laundry is going. I have somebody helping me achieve analytics goals that I have for tracking revenue in my business. I have a slightly less cluttered desk. 5 little wins, all of them very powerful. And they're powerful in their own unique ways, right? So like, why would you do this? One is to make progress on things, right? There's a lot of things that if you make a tiny bit of progress, if you make a tiny bit of progress today, and you make a tiny bit of progress the next day, and a tiny bit the next day, and you keep making progress, pretty soon you're going to accomplish pretty darn big and awesome things. So make a tiny little bit of progress and just keep these things moving forward. And oftentimes it does take less than like 5 minutes to just, hey, boom, that's done. That's awesome. I got that done, it's a win, and I can make more progress tomorrow. Now, of course, some things, like if you're gonna do deep work on things, that's not what we're trying to accomplish with this 5 little wins list. The 5 little wins is things that fit not into that power time, that time where you're really focused on accomplishing the big things. This is flex time or admin time. This is time where it's just like, I can make some progress on things now. But then the other thing that happens is when you're making that progress, you're going to create an internal and external sense of momentum. So externally, right, your projects are moving forward. The things you want to accomplish are moving forward. There is momentum going. And as an entrepreneur, having momentum is one of those things. It's like Alex Sharfin actually talked about the entrepreneurial personality type and how the entrepreneur doesn't really feel happy or unhappy. The entrepreneur feels in momentum or out of momentum, having momentum or lacking momentum. And, you know, for better or worse, I think that I resonate with that in some regard, that having momentum, like everything feels good, right? And I don't even necessarily recognize it as happy, unhappy, like, but having momentum in my business, in my career, in my work, in my life, like things moving in the direction that I want them to be moving, that means I'm on top of the world. And if I feel stuck or there's no momentum or I'm moving backwards or whatever, I don't feel great. And so these 5 little wins allow me to create this external momentum. So like projects are moving forward, people are getting booked on podcasts, money showing up in the bank, all those things are great, right? There's momentum. The internal sense of momentum is the feeling that I have about that. Like how am I experiencing this? And of course, if I'm getting 5 little things done, I'm gonna feel an internal sense of momentum. And I'm going to carry that through if I spend 30 minutes getting 5 little wins right now. And then I spend 30 minutes getting 5 little wins later today or tomorrow or whatever, and I keep doing this, I'm going to internally feel like I am generating momentum in my life, in my business, and it's going to feel good. And that is going to translate into better results in other places because when you have momentum, it's easier to create more momentum. When you're experiencing this momentum, it's easier to be successful across the board. And then accomplishment. Again, like there's this external accomplishment, like, oh, we achieved this thing. And there's this internal sense of accomplishment, like, oh, I accomplished something. I actually accomplished 5 things really quick and I knocked them off the to-do list and I don't have to think about those or I'm gonna come back and do the next thing later, right? But it's a sense of, oh, you know, I'm doing things and that's awesome. And so we, having these five little wins, doing these five little wins, even if you just do it today, you're going to make a little bit of progress. You're going to have a little bit more momentum on various things and that, you know, the external and internal sense of momentum. And you're going to have an external and an internal sense of accomplishment of the things that you are accomplishing. And so my question to you is, what five little wins could you either like write down, or I use Workflowy as a to-do list. What five little wins can you put on your list and just block out a little bit of time and say, for the next 30 minutes or until I get done, I'm going to just do these five things. And they should be small. The point is that they are small so that you can knock them all out quickly. It's not like this big thing that needs to get done. It's this little thing that needs to get done. So you have these five little wins, you get them done, and you move on to the next thing. And, you know, what can you do today? And then tomorrow, maybe come back to this and do that again. And the next day, come back to this and do that again. And just keep doing these five little wins on top of all the bigger things that you're trying to accomplish. And you're going to experience a lot more progress, momentum, and accomplishment. Now, if you do want to go deeper into how to be successful in terms of your own personal performance, so for years, I've been connected with Joseph Rodriguez. He's my business and mindset and productivity coach. And I actually turned the tables on him. I interviewed him and asked him, like, what makes somebody achieve pinnacle performance? And he's worked with upper echelon entrepreneurs, people who are my heroes. He has coached them. He's helped them achieve pinnacle performance. And so I asked Joseph to go through, like, what are the major principles and strategies and techniques and tactics that help somebody achieve pinnacle performance? And, like, what do those habits look like on a daily basis? And even though we didn't talk about the five little wins in that particular training, it is very much consistent with the type of training that you would get from Joseph from going through pinnacle performance habits. And I would encourage you, like, if you haven't signed up for BTMS Insiders, of course it's a training library where it's unlimited. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you get unlimited access to all of it. But it's not just copywriting and marketing training. There are little things like pinnacle performance habits where you can go through that training and it's going to help you achieve more in the fields of copywriting, marketing, entrepreneurship, because you're developing the internal focus and habits and behaviors and thought patterns that contribute to overall success. So I'll include a link in the description to Pinnacle Performance Habits and to BTMS Insider so that you can check that out. Now, I would love it, number one, if you could leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this five little wins technique and why. Like, what are your action items? What are your takeaways? Are you going to sit down and knock out five little wins today? Leave that in the comments below, along with your rating on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable you found it and why. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly. And subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. You know, productivity is a part of copywriting, marketing, entrepreneurship, sales success, business success, career success, and, you know, getting five little wins today could be the next step that you need to make towards tremendous success, towards accomplishing big, important goals in life, goals in your life and purposes in your life. Just get those five little wins today and watch the benefits compound. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.